我们继续在读以弗所书。
We'll continue with our reading of the book of Ephesians.
这是我们第八次读以弗所书了。
Today marks the eighth sermon.
刚才读的这段经文，大家都有一些印象了。
We are more or less familiar with the scripture that we just read today.
先凭着一点印象哈，来做一个填空题。
We're just filling up the blanks as we go about.
如果你从来没有读过这段经文，让你填这个空的话，你会填什么呢？
If you have never read this portion of the scripture, if you are asked to fill out the blank, what are you going to do? What are you going to put in?
在神永恒的旨意当中，神是借着要借着什么使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧呢？
In his eternal will, what do you think we should put in here? His intent was that now, through what the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
如果我从来没有读过这段经文，很可能我填的是教育。
If I had never read this passage, I would put down members of the church.
要得知智慧嘛，对不对？要得知神的智慧嘛，我们一定要受教育啊，我们一定要。了解，我们要明白，那学习受教育的地方，那就是学校啊，就是接受教育嘛。
So education is a prerequisite if we want to learn about the wisdom of God. Where do we get the wisdom from education?
可能有人会听，神要借着那种很有能力的政权啊，来实施他的计划，让人知道神的智慧。
Some might as well opt for government, and that's where all the power lies.
有些人可能会填媒体，会填那些体育明星啊，那些影响力很大的人呢、啊。以前是读书、看报、看电视、看这个听广播，现在可能都是媒体、自媒体，还影响力最大。神要借着这样的方式来使人得知上帝百般的智慧。
Maybe others might think that we are going to put in all sorts of social media.
我们读了这段经文，我们就知道这都不是标准答案。
After reading of the scriptures, all of those are not answers.
甚至这个地方都没有放家庭。
Here we don't even have the word family.
家庭很重要，儿女教育很重要，夫妻的关系很重要，这些都是彰显我们神的那个美善荣耀的方式，也是赐福我们的很重要的管道。但是在彰显神百般智慧的时候，在这个时代，神没有选择是通过家庭的方式。
Of course, families are important, parents and children, all of that is important. But in here, the manifold wisdom is not revealed this way.
大家都知道标准答案了哈，这个经文很明确的告诉我们是借着教会。
The scripture says it's through the church.
不等于说前面所讲的教育、家庭、这个政权这些的不重要。
Not that we are belittling what we just mentioned, vis-a-vis education, government, family.
教会作为这个世上的盐、世上的光，是要影响这一切，要把我们从小哈，把神的那个认识神的智慧要传递给他们，要教育他们。
The church, being the salt and the light of the world, is entrusted with this task, and we have to pass down the wisdom of God.Later generations.
我们要竭力的在神的面前为执政的掌权的去祷告，求神能够让他们好好的管理这个社会。
We need to pray earnestly for those who are in power, so that they will administer according to the will of God.
我们不能把这个媒体这些这么好用的这些的传播的管道让给这个罪恶的世界，我们要占据这些的管道，要好好的使用这些为主去做见证，去传福音。
We just cannot simply give up and yield those social media platforms to this evil world for the spread of the gospel.
但是大家一定要意识到哈，要把这一句话要记在心中。
You have to be reminded that this is the verse we have to memorize.
神是要借着教会，就是我们这一群重生得救的、被从这个世界呼召出来的这些人呢，借着我们呢，借着教会来使天上执政的、掌权的，现在就得知神百般的智慧。
Do not ever forget that, and that is right now that the Lord is using the church, you and I, who have been called out of this world to make known the manifold of God to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
这是神的方式。
And this is the way of God.
这是神的安排。
And this is what he has arranged.
这也是上帝的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of God.
我们都熟悉王一牧师的故事了哈，他现在在监牢里被关。
You are all familiar with the story of Pastor Wang, and he remains in prison.
但他在被关之前呢，他就写好了一份声明。
Before he was sent to prison, he composed a declaration, a statement.
早早写好以后呢，就交给教会的同工，告诉他们，如果我被抓48小时不被放的话，你们就把我的这个声明公开给这个媒体，公开给这个社会。
He told his co-workers, elders, if I got arrested and you don't see me in 48 hours, publish what I'm giving you now.
很多人对王一牧师有一个误解，以为他是一个搞政治的一个牧师。
There is quite a lot of misunderstanding going around thinking that he's into politics.
当我们真的明白他所做的事情，他做这件事情，他背后的这种动机，他的出发点的话，我们就会觉得说，他不是在搞政治，而是在福音，在耶稣基督，为耶稣基督在做见证。
If we truly understand his intent and motives behind all of this, we'll be able to understand he was actually the motivating power was for the gospel.
我在这里节选了几句话啊，给大家读读看。
Here I got some excerpts from that statement I want to share with you.
作为一个牧师，作为一个教会，我们活在一个政治的环境当中，就是这个世界当中，我们是脱离不了跟政治的关系。但是我们怎么在这样的环境当中，不是去搞政治哦，而是在这种政治的环境当中，能够为主去发声呢？
It's inseparable for us nowadays to live separate and apart from politics. So we're in it. But the question is, we're not get into politics for the sake of politics. Yet, through this political arena, how are we going to be able to witness to the Lord?
这是他写的啊，他
说 This is what he wrote.
作为一位牧师，我对福音的笃信和对众人的教导及对一切罪恶的责备都出于基督在福音里的命令，出于那位荣耀君王的无法测度的爱。
This is one of the excerpts. As a pastor, my faith in the gospel, my teaching to all people, and my condemnation of all sins come from the command of Christ in the gospel, from the immeasurable love of the King of Glory.
每个人的生命都如此短暂，而上帝如此迫切地命令教会去带领和呼召任何愿意悔改的人向他悔改。基督如此迫切地乐意赦免一切从罪恶中回转的人。
Everyone's life is so short and God so urgently commands the church to lead and call anyone who will repent to repent to him. Christ is so eager and willing to forgiveAll who turn from their sins.
这是教会在中国的一切工作的目的，就是向世界见证基督，向中国见证天国，向属地的短暂的生活见证属天的永远的生活。这也是我本人所蒙的牧职护照。
This is the purpose of all the work of the church in China, which is to witness Christ to the world, the kingdom of heaven to China.And the eternal life of heaven to the temporary life of earth. And this is also my pastoral calling.
他又加了一句，他说，作为一位牧师，我的抗命行为是福音使命的一部分。基督的大使命要求我们对世界的大抗命。抗命的目的不是改变这个世界，而是见证另一个世界。
He then added this,As a pastor, my disobedience is part of the mission of the gospel. Christ's great commission demands our great disobedience to the world. The purpose of disobedience is not to change this world, but to witness another world.
这是我们每一个教会在地上应当有的使命。
And this is the same mission that should be shared by all the churches in the world today.
向这个世界见证光明。
To, that is to witness to the world, the brightness of God.
向这个没有方向、没有目标的这个人群来指明一个得永生、有出路的一个方向。
To show the way, to, the way of salvation to this world that is without hope.
向每一天忙忙碌碌、只顾今生、关注当下的这些忙碌的人群指明说有一个天国即将到来的事实。
To the aimless multitudes of man, across the people who live a life of aimlessness, the way to the heavenly realm.
我们一起再把这两节经文哈，以弗所书三章十节到第十一节，我们一起来读一遍。我们先读中文哈。为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。请李弟兄再带大家读一下英文。
Let's read together in English, the book of Ephesians 3, verses 1 and 11. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这里提到天上执政的、掌权的是指什么？
Here there is a mention of the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. What does that refer to?
大家注意啊，这是天上的执政党，不是在地上啊做总统啊、做主席啊、做这个掌权的人。
No, though, this is about the heavenly realms, not about anything on earth, the presidents, the chairmen, the board, etc.
这不是指地上的政府的人。
There is no reference to the government on earth.
在第一章已经保罗已经用过这个词了。
The same word Paul used in chapter 1.
讲到神在我们里面运行那个大能的时候，他说就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的啊，就是刚才我们读到的啊，有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And this is what he mentioned about being exerted, the power being exerted in Ephesians 1.He exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right, his right hand in the heavenly realm, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
当主耶稣基督从死里复活、升天、坐在父神宝座右边的时候，他不仅超过地上一切的权势，他也超过空中掌权那属灵的那些有权有能的天使。是指这件事情。
When Jesus was raised from the dead, and when he was lifted to heaven, he started wield the power not only over the earthly rules and authorities, but also over the heavenly ones.
所以这些执政的掌权是指这个在天上的灵界当中的这些的天使。
And rulers and authorities in heavenly realms refer to the spiritual beings in heaven, not anything earthly.
特别是到第六章，保罗再次指这些人的时候，我们就更清楚了，是指不光是所有的天使哈，有好的有坏的，特别是指那些抵挡神的那些的邪恶的天使。
And even so, if we fast forward to chapter 6, there's another even yet another mention.Of the same thing when he refers to angels, both good and bad, to the rulers and authorities of heaven.
是与神征战的邪恶的势力。
And those are the powers that are against God.
是与神争夺人灵魂的那些邪恶的灵。
And those are the evil spirits that fight over the souls of men.
我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的。管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
And that is why for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm.
所以我们基督徒的见证不光是给这个世界看的。
So we as Christians, we're not merely witnessing to the world.
当我们基督徒聚集在一起的时候，我们此时此刻聚在这里的时候，天上的使者，好的天使，邪恶的天使，都在这里观看呢。
As we get gathered together, even now that we are demonstrating, not even to this world, but angels in heaven.
保罗特别提醒我们，我们是在对那些空中邪恶抵挡神的势力、执政的、掌权的、大有权势的邪恶的灵界的势力来做见证，来彰显上帝百般的智慧。
Our witness is to witness to the manifold wisdom of God in face of those rulers and authorities, power and dominion, and the dark forces of evil.
当然，在地上的总统啊、主席啊这些政权呢，背后都有这些邪恶势力的影响，甚至是掌控。
And there is a dark side of it in a spiritual sense, and behind.Every president, every board chairman, there is a spiritual force.
像我们读但以理书的时候，就那里就讲出了哈，这个波斯帝国背后有一个叫波斯的魔君，希腊帝国背后有一个波这个希腊的魔君啊，以色列的这个国家里面有一个天使长叫米迦勒哈，所以这些呢都是在灵界里面的这些的天使或者是邪灵，在地上的政权的背后。他在那里施加掌控，施加影响。
And when we come to the book of Daniel, for example, there's plenty of talk about the spiritual forces exerted by, for example, the forces behind the king of Persia, and the fight over Archangel Michael.To come over to Daniel in response to his prayers.
这是神要借着今天的教会，你我要做的事情，借着我们彰显神的智慧，让执政的、掌权的能够见识到。
And this is what we have been tasked with today. That what we are going to witness is witnessing to those who are in power today.
什么时候呢？保罗说现在啊。不是过去，不是将来，而是此时此刻，现在，神就要借着我们的这些的教会、基督徒、分别为圣的这一群的人，来彰显神的智慧。
And when is that going to happen? It's going to happen right now through believers, those who have been called to His witness.
那这里还有一个特别的词，他用说神百般的智慧。
I want you to note a special word. The word is manifold wisdom. Manifold.
那这个词百般的哈是一个非常充满色彩的一个词。
This word is quite colorful.
翻译成多种多样的。
One translation will be much variegated.
五花八门的。
Multifarious.
各种形状、各种色彩、各种方式哈。来彰显那个神的智慧的那种丰富哈，他用这个词来描述。
Manifold from all every and all aspects, demonstrating the wisdom of God.
我知道我们当中不仅有姊妹，也有弟兄很会养花的。
I know among us not only our sisters but brothers are gifted.
当你欣赏这些的兰花的时候。不同的这个色彩，不同的这个样式啊，不同的这个树木啊，摆在一起的时候，那种的美哈、啊，真的是言语是无法形容。
And you know, brothers are gifted with raising plants, like orchids, different flowers and plants, and they blossom into different colors and shapes.
保罗就是用这个词来描述神的智慧美到什么程度，多样到什么程度啊，那种丰富到什么样的程度，就是这样的样式。
And this is the bounty of the Lord's blessing, how he's using this word to manifest the multifacetedness of God's grace.
或者你喜欢养鱼哈，你去欣赏那些热带鱼哇，那个真是没法用语言来描述。你只有亲眼看到的时候，你才哇哦，这么美啊，超过言语所能表述。
If you're good, or you enjoy keeping fish and even tropical fish, and they're just so colorful and you cannot help but being amazed how beautiful they are.
这是这一段经文保罗讲的主题，就是在这里。
This marks the subject of this scripture passage.
神今天要借着教会来彰显他百般的智慧，这件事情不是偶然决定的哈，早在创世之前，永恒当中，在主耶稣基督里面就已经确定好的，神要这样做了，是他的旨意。
This is no accident that we are here as a church. Through the church, we're going to exhibit the manifold wisdom of God. And this that we've been tasked with has been decided even from the beginning before the foundation of the world.
所以这一段开始的第一句话啊，这个因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈求。
Paul begins this chapter with, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you, Gentiles.
英文很忠实的照着原文翻译，中文这里特别加括号说，后面这句话替你们祈祷这句话是加上去的，原文没有的。
In the original Greek, actually, there is no such wording. There is no verse one. It is rather a summary of the 14th verse. But Chinese translation faithfully has it out this way.
十四节讲什么呢？讲保罗要为这个以弗所教会祷告了。
What does verse 14 talk about? It talks about Paul's urgent prayers for the church at Ephesus.
所以从第三章一开始的时候，保罗就要为以弗所教会祷告了。
Beginning with chapter 3 of the book of Ephesians, Paul begins his prayer.
为什么要为他们祷告呢？
Why is that? Why does he need?
因为第二章结尾的时候，保罗讲出一个很重要的关于教会的真理。
Because toward the end of chapter 2, Paul taught us something very important, a truth about the church.
就是我们这一群人呢，教会成了圣殿。
That is, that us, believers, we are, as a church, the temple of the Holy Spirit.
就是在旧约时代那个大卫梦寐以求建起的那个圣殿。
It is rather what we see a reference to that mimics the harsh desire of David who wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
圣殿一旦被建起，神就住在那个圣殿当中与以色列人同在。
Once the temple is built, Lord will come and dwell in that temple, signifying his presence with Israelites.
就是那个主后70年被罗马人毁掉那个圣殿，过去这2000年以色列人念念不忘要重建圣殿的那个圣殿。
It is the same temple that was destroyed in AD 70, the same temple that has become the harsh desire of, for the Israelites for the past 2000 years.
保罗在第二章结尾的时候做了这样一个伟大的一个惊人的一个宣告，说你们就是神的圣殿，神就借着圣灵住在你们的当中哦。
There is such a surprise statement at the end of chapter 2, that Paul says, "You are the temple of the Lord."
对于当时生活在以弗所的这一小群，当时人是不是很多的哈？以弗所那一小群的那些不被世界所关注的那一群人，竟然能够成为神的圣殿。
Just think about it, this small group of believers in the city of Ephesus, that Paul was talking to them as if they were talking to them that they were the temple of the Lord.
对于我们这一群小小的一群的人，我们竟然能够成为神的圣殿，神借着灵居住在我们的当中，充满万有者的那位神，伟大的神，创造宇宙万物，掌管宇宙万物那个神，竟然住在我们的当中哦。
think about it as the same thing is getting reflected upon us as a church, that the Lord of Lords and King all kings is has chosen to dwell among us. This God who fills everything, He is dwelling among us.
这是一个何等惊人的一个真理，不光是这个教会之外的人他们不相信，即使在教会里面的人，你我是真的当真吗？真的相信吗？真的有这么回事吗？
What a remarkable truth that is being revealed to you and me. Not even this world, we understandably would not believe, but even some of us in the church would refuse to believe this truth.
这是为什么保罗说，因此我保罗要为你们祷告。
And that is why we have, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus,
我要求这位上帝借着圣灵，在你们心中内住的圣灵，能够使你们这个里面的力量能够刚强起来，能够承受这个真理，能够接受这个真理，而实施这个真理。
So he is praying for the revelation of this truth, for the acceptance of this truth, regarding the indwelling spirit of God.
然而他要祷告却没有祷告，一段就是从第一节一直断到第十三节，好，到第十四节再重新来祷告，所以中间一到十三节是加进来的一段话。
So Paul, let's feel about how Paul was feeling. He wanted to pray. He wanted to jump into praying for the church, but there is a hiatus. There is a gap between what we have here and verse 14. So in the middle, he fills it up this way.
为什么非要加到这句话？你去读原文的话，英文你可以体会到这个味道。他一句话讲到半截啊，他停下来，他要加进来后面这一段话。
See, he stopped in the midst of his praying, and he added this portion, meaning verses 1-13. He got stopped.
所以这一段话的作用就是让人去看一个榜样。
The function actually of this scripture passage is pointing to an example.
神的百般的智慧，丰富的智慧，那个超人的智慧，是如何在这个人，这个保罗这个人身上被彰显出来。
God's manifold or multifaceted wisdom, how that wisdom God manifested in one believer.
用来去 demo 让我们看见一个实际的例子。他不是告诉我们神要借着教会吗？那他现在用一个例子告诉我们说，神是借着如何借着这样一个保罗服侍主的人来彰显神百般智慧的。
A moment ago, we were talking about his manifold wisdom would be manifested through the church, and among the church, there is one believer, which is Paul, who is going to demonstrate to us.How that manifold wisdom of God is being carried out.
从第一节到第五节，保罗就跟我们讲说，因为他又是使徒，又是囚犯的这个缘故，彰显了上帝的智慧。
And first of all, through verses 1-5, in his position as both a prisoner as well as an apostle, he shows us how the wisdom of God is being revealed.
因为保罗他一定是明白哈，读他这封信的这些收信人他心里面在想什么。
Paul must have understood the recipients of this epistle, what they were thinking about. Paul knew.
他一定知道他的读者读到前两章以后，哇，那么荣耀的真理哈，圣灵充充足足的运行在我们当中哈，这里面还有这个神的这个能力。神的救赎啊，神的拣选等等都在这里。哎，保罗，你既然是这样一个大使徒，为什么还会成为囚犯呢？为什么会被关在监牢里呢？你讲的那些能力真的当真吗？如果当真的话，你怎么会成为囚犯？
So this is how we should understand this picture and his teaching in its entirety. If we revert back to the first two chapters, we see the great power and the gloryof God's grace. But all of a sudden, we have rather a prisoner, which is Apostle Paul. So there is an obvious contradiction between what he taught us in the first two chapters and his current imprisonment.
保罗开篇就宣告他的身份，他的身份是耶稣基督的使徒哦。
He begins rather the epistle with his position as the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ.
什么是使徒啊？是那个天地主宰的钦差大臣出来了。
And what is a messenger? Is rather the messenger of the Lord of all lords, reigning over heaven and earth.
地上的钦差大臣是带着那个差派他的人的权柄，带着尚方宝剑，没有人能够拦阻的。
And if we're a mere messenger, a man, let's say from a king, with that power entrusted with us, we are all powerful, aren't we?
谁要拦这个钦差大臣是格杀勿论的。
And who can stop that messenger from doing his job? The penalty is death.
那为什么耶稣基督的使徒竟然被关在监牢里面，被人抓起来，关起来了？
But look at the apostle, the messenger of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is a prisoner.
保罗从第二节、第三节、第四节一直讲，他说：“我知道耶稣的奥秘，我知道福音的奥秘，以前没有人知道的东西，我现在都知道，上帝启示我了。”
So Paul repeatedly, he's saying through verses 1 through 4, I know the mystery. I know the mystery of Christ. And the mystery has been revealed to me, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
既然保罗是一个深知上帝奥秘的人，他本该应该走到各地去传福音呢，跟人讲神的奥秘啊，让人都知道啊。为什么这样的人竟然被关在监牢里面？
People will ask, granted you're an apostle, entrusted with the manifold wisdom of God, well, shouldn't you be going around preaching on the grace and the manifold wisdom of God, but you are locked up. Why is that?
所以保罗在这里讲这件事情，就是在讲说神的智慧，神的那种百般的五花十色的哈，各种多种多样那种智慧，是人没有办法测透的。
So rather, this defies a common logic. This is what Paul is talking about: the manifold wisdom of God. Multifaceted, multifarious wisdom of God. From all angles, you look at the grace of God, is this way.
在人眼中看为愚拙的，看为愚昧的，看为是不可想象的这些事情，正是彰显上帝智慧的方式。
It is rather in the eyes of man, this is foolish. In that very prospect, we see this is the power of God's grace and wisdom.
我想在天上那些执政掌权那些邪灵看到耶稣基督的使者，耶稣基督的使徒，大使徒啊，借着他向外邦人传福音的这个使徒被关在监牢里的时候，那些人一定是笑得前仰后合在天上。
Just imagine this picture: all of the evil forces in the heavenly realms, the angels and evil spirits. They're having a good time. They have a crack at it, looking and seeing that a great apostle to the Gentiles of Jesus Christ is being locked up in prison.
然而保罗就是在这里向我们显明，向我们说明，让我们知道，让我们看见说他的被抓被囚正是上帝智慧的显现。
And that is exactly what Paul is talking about in his position is, in his position being imprisoned, and this is the demonstration of God's wisdom.
他怎么是会来到罗马做囚犯的呢？
How did he become a prisoner in Rome?
他先是在耶路撒冷被抓的。
He got arrested in Jerusalem.
他抓的时候，他就有机会向在场的所有的以色列人、犹太人来讲述他得救的见证，再次来传福音。
Upon his arrest, he was able to take that opportunity to spread the gospel to people around him.
让抓他的百夫长，罗马的这个军兵长啊，百夫长有机会听到福音。
And he preached to the centurion who arrested Paul. He was the guy with the opportunity to hear the gospel.
他两年的时间被关在该撒利亚，他有机会向那些罗马的巡抚，他周围的这些的官员、军兵来做见证。
in his imprisonment for 2 years in Caesarea, that was the opportunity for him to preach to the palace guard.
因着他被关亚基帕王，这些都平时没有机会直接能够听到福音的这个见证人，向他们做见证的人，向他们去传福音。
And because of Paul's very imprisonment, Paul had the opportunity to preach the gospel to people like Agrippa, King Agrippa, who never would have had the opportunity.
因为他上诉的缘故，他要被从该萨利亚转移到罗马，一路上全船的人都见证了保罗所认识的那位伟大的神。
And because of his appeal, he ended up with the opportunity to preach to all of the people on the ship to Rome. He was going to Rome on the appeal, and he was able to preach.
当他们在行船的过程当中遇到了船难，船被打碎，他们逃生到了那个海岛，今天的马耳他那个岛上的时候，保罗在那里向岛长、向全岛的人来做见证，来见证上帝的大能。
And during that very voyage, they experienced a shipwreck, and because of the shipwreck, they ended up on an island, which is nowadays is the island of Malta. And on that island, Paul had the opportunity to preach to Publius and all the people on the island.
这是当这个故事保罗在一路上哈，向那些监狱里的人、掌权的人、罗马的军兵、荒岛上的人，这些人做见证。当这个故事不断被展开的时候，我想天上那些执政掌权的人都看傻眼了。
Just look at the picture as the same is being unfolded. His testimony, his witnessing to the various groups of people.From palace guards, centurion to kings and nobles, to the people on the ship, to the people on this island, and then in Rome.
这不是人的智慧，这是神的智慧。
That is not an example of the wisdom of man, but the wisdom of God.
即使被关在罗马的监牢里面，保罗也做见证说：“弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。”以致我受的捆锁，在狱营全军和其余的人当中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。
Even if when Paul was in Roman chains, this is what he said. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I'm in chains for Christ.
这是为什么保罗告诉以弗所的人说，你们不要因为我为你们的缘故被囚起来而丧胆。
And that is why he is telling the believers at the church of Ephesus, do not be discouraged because of my imprisonment.
因为我不是罗马皇帝的囚犯，我不是罗马军兵的囚犯，我是主耶稣基督的囚犯。
And Paul is saying, I'm not a prisoner of the Roman emperor or all of those people. I'm rather a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
是上帝这位主，主耶稣基督把我放在这里的。
And this is what God did, placing me in here.
如果他不让我坐监牢的话，我是不可能坐在这里的。
Without God's permission, I would not have been in chains here.
上帝的智慧早早地看到几千年以后要发生的事情，不光是借着保罗向当时的以弗所人做见证，他更向当时的各种各样的人，而且历世历代的人，包括今天我们今天坐在这里依然读保罗在监狱里面写出的以弗所书。
Think of it this way, his wisdom defies time and space and endures even to our present dayNot only to the emperor of the time, the people around him, but throughout ages until today. Aren't we reading the epistle today?
对保罗提醒他们，不要因为我为主的缘故被囚成了囚犯而丧胆，而觉得羞耻，这是你们的荣耀。
And that's why he said, don't feel ashamed about me, about my chains, or be discouraged by my imprisonment. This is rather God's glory.
不要以为说我被关在监牢里面，我就跟神隔绝，没有隔绝的，我可以随时放胆无惧的、坦然无惧的来到上帝的面前。
Don't feel that I'm separated from God because of my imprisonment. Rather, I can come before God with courage and boldness and confidence.
这是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
神的智慧，他彰显他的作为是不受任何环境、任何困难所限制的。
God's way of manifesting His wisdom, comes with no exterior restraints. It defies all outside forces.
保罗虽然被囚，神的旨意依然借着他完成。
Even if he is in chains, God's intent and purposes are being carried out despite Paul's imprisonment.
对于我们来说，我们虽然经历疫情，看起来好像很困难，没有办法这个走到外地去传福音，但是神的智慧是借着我们的教会，在各样的困难的环境当中，依然可以为主来做见证。
You may feel the pandemic binds us and restricts our movement. We're not able to go out and preach the gospel, but God is doing just the opposite.
不要被环境中的困难所吓倒。
Do not be concerned with the circumstances we are faced with.
神的智慧远远不是人的智慧，远远超越人的智慧。
The wisdom of God is not that of man, and rather it transcends the wisdom of man.
1949年以后，在中国大陆大概只剩下80万的基督徒。
By the year 1949, there were about only 800,000 believers left.
在接下来的20年当中，宣教士被赶走，地上有形的教会被关闭，啊，传道人被抓被关起来，外面的世界大家以为说在中国大陆找不到基督徒了，啊，找不到教会了。
20 years in its aftermath, people would imagine with the closing down of the churches and driving out of the believers and the outside world might have imagined there were no work of God, no believers at all in China.
但是二十年以后，打开中国大陆打开大门的时候，发觉哇，100倍的增长啊！
As soon as after 20 years, China opened its doors again, and it was discovered, actually the church grew by 100 times.
这是神的智慧。
That is God's wisdom.
接下来保罗讲哈，他深知神的奥秘，神的奥秘是借着啊，我们这些外邦人能够进到主耶稣基督里面，得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许彰显出来。
And Paul is saying then he understands the mystery of Christ, and vis-a-vis the mystery of the church, the oneness of believers with God.And the temple that is that indwells every believer.
Yeah, 当保罗在罗马书里面讲到同样的真理，从另外一个角度哈，犹太人、外邦人怎么能够同为一体，成为一个新人，能够跟神和好哈，成为教会，彰显神的智慧哈，他从另外一个角度来讲。
He comes in from the book of Romans, another angle, talking about how the Jews, Jewish believers and Gentile believers will come in as one body. And this is what he says.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明。就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目满，填满了，于是以色列人全家都要得救。
I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that You may not be conceited. Israel experienced the hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And in this way, all Israel will be saved, as it is written. The deliverer will.
那接下来在第三十节有讲哈，你们从前不顺服神，如今因他们的不顺服，就是犹太人，你们倒蒙了怜悯，这样 他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着施给你们的连续怜悯，现在也就蒙怜悯。因为神讲众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要怜悯众人。
Just as you who were at one time disobedient, and this who Paul is referring to Jewish believers, to God have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience, so they too have now become disobedient in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound everyone over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all.
罗马书是从犹太人的角度告诉我们说神的智慧是怎么显出来的。
The book of Romans comes in through the perspective of a Jewish believer, how the revelation of the wisdom of God is being accomplished.
虽然他们是首先被拣选的，但是因着他们的心硬，因为他们拒绝耶稣基督的缘故，当主耶稣基督的来的时候，他们并没有，绝大部分人作为主体，并没有马上接受耶稣基督作为他们的救主，以至于他们被摆在一边。但是将来他们会回来蒙神的怜悯，因为他们因着他们的悖逆显出他们的不顺从。
Despite their initial selection by God, meaning the Jews chosen by the Lord for his glory, they rejected Christ and they did not believeBut their disobedience actually opened up the way of salvation for the Gentiles, and Gentiles in turn, their salvation becomes a vehicle for the blessings back to the Jewish believers.
以弗所书是从我们外邦人的角度，如何我们以前是远离神的人，没跟那个诸约无分的人，没有基督的人，没有神的人，不明白这一切的人，如何一步一步的借着耶稣基督的救赎进到这样一个新人当中，外邦人、犹太人合为一体，成为新人，然后亲近神。
Looking at the book of Ephesians from rather a Gentile perspective, and this is what we have. We were Gentiles. We were not part of the kingdom. We didn't have anything to do with the covenant. Of God or with his own people. We are godless. We are hopeless. We are not part of the citizenship of the kingdom of heaven. But through the manifested mystery of God, we became believers and saved. And we became one with the Jewish believers.
当我们真像保罗一样明白神的这种的救恩的安排，对犹太人、对外邦人的这样的一种的救赎的计划的话，我们就会像保罗这样发出这样的赞美：深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
If we truly understand God's plan for all of this, we will be able to pray just like Paul does here.Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord or who has been his counselor?
以弗所书的前面二章一到十节，保罗是告诉我们跟基督蒙了恩典，同活同复活同坐在天上。
From chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians, we understand we co-lived, co-raised, and co-seated with Christ in heavenly realms.
到了第二章十一到二十二节，又讲我们跟圣徒是同国的，是神家里的人呢，一起被建造成为一个属灵的圣殿。
By verses 11 through 22, we have been given this picture. We are fellow citizens with God's people.We are members of his household, and we have become a holy temple in the Lord.
当今天我们读到这一段的第六节，保罗具体给我们解释到底什么是这是神的奥秘的时候，他又用三个同得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。
And when we come to chapter 3, verse 6, there is this notion of oneness reinforced by his Paul's three expressions here. This is what we have. We'll be made co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners and partners in Jesus Christ.
这是保罗所领受的，这也是保罗要向我们反复来讲，让我们能够明白的上帝智慧的彰显，就是这个同这个字所彰显。
And this notion of togetherness, which is rather an example of God's manifesting His manifold wisdom to us in Paul's writing, that we have been together.
作为教会，我们怎么今天能够彰显神百般的智慧
？How do we display, rather manifest God's manifold wisdom today?
在这个充满分裂、充满纷争，连家庭都会。不断地走向破裂，走向这个互相的伤害的这样一个世界当中，如何能够彰显上帝的智慧
？How do we in the days when dissension, destruction, and separation rather among family members and the and church in Christendom, how do we manifest God's？
当我们这些以前文化背景不同、来自的地方不同、语言也不同的这些人能够聚在一起，同为后嗣、同为一体、同盟应许，成为一个合一的大家庭的时候，就在这个世界当中，就在这个充满纷争分裂的世界当中，彰显了上帝的智慧，因为在世界上是找不到
的。Isn't it the very fact that we are actually we are the manifestation of this oneness as we come together with different backgrounds, different cultures, different languages, we come together and we become one in Him. We are co-heirs, members of the same body, and we are co-partners in this temple of the Lord. We are manifesting this very wisdom of God.
接下来啊，保罗说怎么能够彰显神吩咐的智慧啊，他是圣徒当中最小的一位，竟蒙了神的拣选，成了这个宣扬神奥秘旨意的一个人。
Paul goes on to say that he is the least of all the Lord's people, yet he has been given a task to manifest God's wisdom.
第八节他说，我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
And in verse 8, Paul is saying that he's the least of all God's people, yet God has mercy on him, entrusting him with this knowledge of the mystery of God. So unsearchable riches of the mystery of God.He has been entrusted to preach and make known.
既然是测不透的神丰富的智慧，应该找一个最大的、最能干的、最能说的、最合格哈，在人的眼中最有学问的人来去传扬这个福音。
If we say that the mystery is unsearchable, then necessarily that would a manifestation of which would require someone smarter with knowledge and wisdom.Isn't that true?
谁会去选保罗呢
？Who would have chosen Paul?
保罗不仅是照他所讲是圣徒当中最小，而且他是在圣徒当中最恶的一个。
Not only that, in his own statement, he's the least of all God's people. He's also the most evil of them all.
他说我是罪人中的罪魁，那个头目。
Because he says, "I'm the worst of the sinners."
我以前就是逼迫教会，是与神为敌的那一位。
I was the one persecuting the church, and I ran against God as God's enemy.
然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
But for that very reason, Paul said, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life.
所以保罗重生以后，他就给他改了名字，以前叫扫罗，现在叫保罗。
So after his regeneration, Paul changed his name from Saul to Paul.
保罗的意思就是微小的意思。
Paul means little.
如果这样一个微小的，在圣徒当中最小的，而且是罪人中的罪魁、罪恶的这一位， 都能够为神所使用，做神测不透的奥秘的见证人的话，你我呢？
Look at it this way. If this is the one who was the least of all God's people, the worst of sinners who was entrusted with the manifestation of this unsearchable knowledge and mystery of God, what about you and me?
还有谁可以用这样的借口说我太年轻了，或者我太老了，或者我现在病太重了，或者说我太没有学问了，或者说我太没有地位，来作为借口不做上帝的见证人呢？
Who would have boasted about this excuse? I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too sick, I'm too powerless, and I don't have an education, and this and that. Would you have an excuse like that anymore?
这是保罗要让我们知道的啊，教会的使命是什么？就是在现今在执政的掌权的面前来彰显神百般的智慧。
And what is the purpose of the church? What's the mission of the church? According to what Paul taught us here, it is to manifest the manifold wisdom of God.
教会就是传着亘古不变的十字架的福音，那一位神的羔羊，神的儿子为世人钉十字架，三天以后从死里复活的十字架的福音，来彰显上帝的智慧。
So, the end of the matter is that the church has been tasked with this one mission to preach Christ Jesus and His crucifixion.
教会在地上就是要靠着忠心的来成就神的使命，去造就门徒，不仅是我们能够跟随主，带领我们家里的人，带领我们的孩子，年轻的一代能够不断的跟随主，做主门徒的这样的服事，来彰显上帝的智慧。
And the church, we have one mission to manifest God's wisdom by discipling everyone to follow him.
教会就是借着彼此相爱的这种永不失败的这种耶稣基督的爱，来彰显上帝的智慧。
To build one another up, to edify one another up, to edify one another, to manifest God's wisdom.
今天的教会就是借着祷告，不是依靠势力，不靠人多势众，不是依靠人的天然的能力，乃是靠着耶和华的灵，方能彰显上帝的智慧。
We do this not by the power and strength of man. We, by the nurturing of the Holy Spirit, we manifest the wisdom of God.
靠的就是我们这些你我这些卑微微小的人，但是我们里面有信心，我们里面有圣灵，圣灵在我们的当中，让我们能够联合在一起，来彰显上帝那永恒不变丰富的智慧。
And His unsearchable, enduring, eternal riches of the knowledge and mystery of Jesus Christ, all of that is revealed through and in the humility of each one of us as we come together.
邀请大家每一个弟兄姐妹，年轻的、年长的，让我们一起来 join 这个祷告。
I ask all of us, young and old, to come together in prayer.
如何我们能够承担神交托给我们的使命，彰显神智慧的使命。
How we can face and take up this mission, revealing, manifesting.
如何能够在我们的教会当中活出那个健康的身体的彼此相爱的那种关系？我们要好好的祷告。
And how we will be able to live out that very healthy Christ-like life among us.
我们邀请大家一起来祷告，借着祷告我们能够联合在一起，成为一个属灵的圣殿。
I ask for your prayers together. How will we be able to become built into this temple of the Lord?
邀请大家一起来警醒祷告，能够成为圣洁的、没有瑕疵的、能够圣洁的心腹、荣耀的心腹，准备迎接主的再来。
So that we'll become blameless and spotless bride in anticipation of the return of Christ as His bride.
邀请每一位不再做观众，不再做拉拉队，而是亲自下场，成为 建造这样一个属灵的合一的圣殿的一份子。
I extend this invitation to all of you that we do not remain any longer a spectator, a cheerleader, just on the sidelines, but join our hands and hearts together in prayer to build a healthy spiritual body of Christ.
今天这段经文，保罗首先让我们看到哈，神是如何在他的身上哈，在保罗身上彰显了他百般的智慧。这为所有信的人立了一个典范，因为上帝的心意就是要通过教会来彰显他百般的智慧。
The scripture passage that we read and preached on today is rather exemplary. In this, God manifested His manifold wisdom in Paul, which set an example for all believers because it was God's intention that His manifold wisdom be manifested through the church.
我认识一位韩国的宣教士。
I know a Korean missionary.
我第一次听到他的故事的时候，我就被深深的感动。
I was drawn the first time around when I heard his story.
他在很年轻，在读大学的时候，去了印度有一次的短宣。
He was called go on a short-term mission in India during his college days.
在印度有机会向一群来自非洲的这个学生传福音。
And he was blessed with an opportunity to preach to African students who were studying in the country of India.
借着那一次的经历，带了几位哈来自非洲的这个学生信了耶稣的经历，他蒙受了上帝的呼召，要做宣教士。
He led a few African students to the Lord, and through that experience, he became a missionary and answering to the calling from God.
结果神又带领到他到中国大陆去向华人去传福音。
Then God took him to preach the gospel to people in China.
服侍主20年之后，离开了这个中国大陆，又跑到这个捷克的布拉格，向当地的华人去布道去传福音。
When he was done with his 20-year mission preaching to gospel to the Chinese, the Lord took him to another place, the city of Hua.
这种的经历不是人设计出来的。
All of this roadmap is not drawn by the hand of man.
这是上帝智慧的彰显。
It is rather a manifestation of the wisdom of God.
下个主日啊，这位宣教士就会来到我们的当中来为主来做见证，他亲自讲述他的见证了。
Next Sunday, we will have this very missionary who is going to preach to us and share his experience.
今年受难日那一天，4月7号，我们大概看新闻了解到会知道哈，一群中国大陆的基督徒呢，经过辗转，终于来到美国，在美国得到庇护。
Some of us may remember back during the week, the Passion Week, had a report that a group of people to freedom.
他们一共是63个人，16个家庭组成的，经历了3年半的时间，从逃离中国到了韩国寻求避难，被拒之后又逃到泰国，辗转之后才最终来到美国。
Here we have a group of people numbered 63 coming from 16 families. It took those people 3.5 years from bondage to freedom by way of Thailand.
他们给自己的教会起了一个名字叫五月花教会。
They named their church Mayflower Church.
那这个小姊妹18岁啊，冯以丽姊妹呢，是这个五月花教会中的一份子。
And here we have an 18-year-old sister, a member of the church. Her name is Beth Fong.
18岁本该是高中毕业准备读大学的年龄。
18 is the year that marks graduation from high school and ready for.
然而过去这3年半他过的是这种颠沛流离到处逃亡的日子。
But for the past 3.5 years, her her life was upside down instead of a steady travel.
根据这三年半中的逃亡的经历写出了这本书，刚刚这个上线的，大家在网络上可以读到这本书。
And through that experience, she wrote a book. And this is a book you can read online.
这个故事独特之处不是在讲述一个人的逃亡，也不是在讲述一个家庭的逃亡，而是在讲一个教会做一个整体的一个逃亡的过程。
This is not a story about one person's escape to freedom, but rather is the journey to freedom of not one family, one person, one family, but an entire church.
教会对于他们来讲不再是一个抽象的概念，不再只是星期天去的一个一群人的地方，而是成为他们每一天生活的实际。
The church per se no longer is a place in abstract.Church rather is their very life, every day. That this is what they have.
他们在一起敬拜神，在一起读经祷告，在一起背圣经，来追求认识主。
They worship together and they praise the Lord together and they pray together.
他们的牧师、长老、执事每一次在开会的时候所做的决定，都是事关他们生死的决定。
And whenever they got together for a prayer meeting, vis-a-vis the pastor, the elders, and deacons, the decisions they were making not about ministries, but about matters of life and death.
开会员大会不再是可有可无、可去可不去的时候，因为那里所做的决定关系到他们的生死存亡。
Their congregational meetings are not of a norm that. You can attend or choose not attend, but every meeting dealing with matters of life and death.
他们在教会里面开办自己的学校，让这三十几个孩子从小就在教会里面认识神。他们的牧师就是他们的校长，长老就是他们的老师。
So they set up their own schools in the church, with the pastor as their principal and the elders their teachers.
作为教会一个整体，他们一同的来教养自己的孩子们，把孩子们从小就带到上帝的面前，认认真真的在他们当中培养敬虔的后裔。
As members of one body, this church, they are set on raising up a generation of children, godless children.
作为教会，他们是一群软弱的人，在中国受到政府的逼迫和打压，警察常常来关顾他们，来监视他们，骚扰他们。
As a church, they are weak, and they face persecutions every kind. When in China, they had to deal with a sudden unexpected visit or calls from the local security bureau.And they were faced with harassment and persecution.
在韩国，他们好像生活在韩国政府的 mercy 之下，他们只有寻求韩国政府能够怜悯他们，给他们政治的庇护。
They were able to make their way to South Korea with the hope that they would be graced with mercy and support and find a refuge in South Korea.
在泰国的时候，他们被关在监牢里面，无依无靠，生死未卜，不知道明天会怎样，真的就像漂泊在汪洋大海当中的一叶小舟。
And they, when they transited to the country of Thailand, they were still at the mercy of the Thai authorities. They were placed in detention, and their life was like very much like a little sailboat.In the stormy, on the stormy seas.
然而，就是在这一群软弱无助逃亡的基督徒的身上，上帝彰显了他的恩典、怜悯、慈爱、信实，让世上的人，让各个国家的经过的这些的政府官员，让天上执政掌权的得知上帝的百般的智慧。
All of this hopeless bunch.God manifested His love, His grace, manifested His wisdom.
有几次他们当中有几个人被鬼附了，他们的长老牧师就聚在一起，弟兄姐妹聚在一起为他们祷告赶鬼，在灵界的面前啊，真是彰显上帝的全能和得胜。
A couple of times, some of the members were demon-possessed, pastors and elders would get together with believers to pray and cast the demons, thereby manifesting God's power and His mercy.
最让我感动的是他们在泰国的那个移民监里面被关了六天，当他们第六天离开的时候，为监狱中的一个人施洗，带他信耶稣。
And what touched me above all was the experience of when they were released on the sixth day out of the immigration detention, then they were actually baptizing a believer inside the detention.
就像当初保罗所经历的一样，这一群跟随主的基督徒把耶稣基督的福音，十字架的救赎带入到平时人福音的使者达不到的地方，在那个移民的监牢当中为耶稣基督做见证，让人见证上帝那充满超过人想象的百般的智慧。
And just like Apostle Paul, those were a group of people who preached to those who were basically beyond reach even inside the immigration detention center.They were able to preach and manifest God's mercy and love and wisdom.
所以大家可以看到，王一牧师是通过信仰抗命的方式，他坚持在那里不逃不走，宁可坐监，他也要坚持福音的这个见证。
The same way marks the service and mission of Pastor Wang Yi, who in his moments of civil disobedience because of his faith.Continued steadfast in his belief.
五月花教会呢，他们是用逃亡的方式，用这种方式来见证上帝的这个福音的恩典。
And what about the Mayflower Church? They used their escape experience to manifest the wisdom of God.
虽然他们的方式不同，但同样的见证的一件上帝的智慧、恩典和救赎。
The method of manifestation is different, but the end result is the same thing. God's grace and His faithfulness that endures forever.
那我们问一问你我呢？我们的教会呢？
Let me ask you this then. What about you and me? What about this church of ours?
神会如何使用我们呢？
How God is going to put us to use?
神使用我们的方式是什么？让借着这一个教会，这一群人能够见证神百般的智慧。
How God is going to use us? Think about it. How He's going to use this church to manifest His manifold wisdom?
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow down in prayer.
天上的父啊，靠着你百般的智慧，你在创世之初就在耶稣基督里面定下了这个旨意，要今天借着教会彰显你的智慧。
Oh, our Father in heaven, even before the foundation of the earth, you made it so that you're going to manifest your manifold wisdom through Jesus Christ in the church.
我们在这里同心合意地求你，借着圣灵使我们里面的力量刚强起来。
We ask for the strengthening of our power within through the Holy Spirit.As we pray before you,
愿圣灵充充足足地运行在我们的当中，赐给我们能力，那使耶稣基督从死里复活升天的那个能力能够彰显在我们的里面，成就你在我们当中要成就的事。
May the power of the Holy Spirit move and establish us within, so that we will be able to accomplish your purpose and intent.
愿你在我们当中得到充充足足的荣耀。
So that you will gain full glory from all of us.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.